Okay, so I'd like to turn to doing something a little different tonight. The Calling the Lama practice on page 10. And reminding us again, so this is a very simple practice. You can do it in the morning. If you're doing foundational practices, you do it in the morning. And even if you don't, you can just imagine that Guru Rinpoche and, musicians, drummers are just all sailing in on the sunbeams of the early morning, when of course you are arising, and waking you up, and your cymbals and music. And then, so we feel, because at night we have felt that the lotus of our heart, which is connected with our feelings of love and devotion and faith and all these things that Renee is going to inform us about as she writes her dissertation, all of these feelings, I think that we do, it seems like cross-culturally, even those of us, who think that the mind is up here, when we say, I love you, or, oh, that really touched me. We tend, even we, cognitive central West, feel. So the flower is a beautiful, to me at least, image of, the heart opening. And what's inside that flower is, on one level, our own knowing. So this is very much how guru yoga works, right? Another level, it's Guru Rinpoche, looking like this, looking like Guru Rinpoche. And the flower opens because we invite it to open. And then we speak from our love. Right then we have an imaginaire. There's something visual going on. There's very possibly something somatic. Oh, how does my heart feel? Does it feel like an open flower? No, it feels a little uptight this morning. I, got shook up by the alarm. I don't want to get up. So then you notice that. That's the how, right? That's how you are knowing. You also notice at a more subtle level, maybe, what do you do? How do you come to know what your heart feels like? How do you do that? Everybody has some way. And it's probably kind of different, right? How do you do that? You do something. It's good to know, just to notice what you do. You don't have to change how you do it. Just notice. So we have right here a kind of conflation of several, probably in the end all, but I'll just mention a few of the qualities of howness that Harvey was talking about. Registers of knowing. There's attention. There's love. There's affection. There might be curiosity. What is this knowing that I'm inviting to open? Because we're going to say, arise, refuge, my kind Lama. So Lama is one way it's Guru Rinpoche, one way it's an actual teacher that you actually feel some connection with. Because Tantra, as David Germano likes to say, is really very much about connecting a sense of relationship. And within that sense of relationship, becoming so relaxed that there's no distance, hence no duality. So the non-dual howness that we're always approaching in practice is also being invited here in this, no heavy philosophical jargon, right? It's just, but love is always a less dualistic state, isn't it? When we feel in tune with somebody, as opposed when you meet some stranger that you feel kind of suspicious of. I mean, it's really different. If you're wondering what moving along the scale from totally separate subject and object to a more resonance between subject and object, more consonance, more connection, and finally to a really dissolving of all distance, which is what our practice is, into a non-dualistic state. This is what guru yoga really is. This is this practice, our weekend practice, all our practices move toward this less dualistic state. So that's present. So there's love, there's attention. there's the howness of your own somatic experience, which can be different from day to day, as anybody who practices knows. Like some days it's like, wow, it's so alive. And some days it's, okay, I do it, you know, and it's nuts. But it's still very important to do it. If you're committed to practice, you do it whether you feel like it or not. You do it whether you think it's going to go well or not. You know, sometimes we don't like to go to a party if we don't like feel, you know, we're going to shine. Well, this is not like that. This is because you want to get to know yourself in all contexts. And sometimes you don't feel like doing it. Sometimes I don't feel like doing it. But I do it. And it doesn't go well. Or actually, sometimes it goes brilliantly. Because you don't always know what's going to come in the next moment. And that's also an important thing to recognize. So we say, protect me from this difficult lot. Can understand that in any number of ways. And then we say, arise, adorn my great bliss crown's wheel. That means it's called the great bliss chakra at your crown. And so Guru Rinpoche, so it was still with this alignment that we have already cultivated and always are in touch with. So, you know, there's a straight path for Guru Rinpoche, your awareness to rise up and rise to your crown. And then we say, rouse me to be mindful and aware. So it's very clear, and Pato Rinpoche says this, and all of our teachers, Ajahn Rinpoche, Khetsen Sambo, always emphasize. So at one level, you know, we're saying, Guru Rinpoche, please rise and sit in my crown and, you know, kind of protect me during the day. Just kind of be there in my space and shine in my life in a way that's helpful. But we're also saying there's an inner lama that we're also inviting to arise, and that's your own mindfulness and awareness. May that rise up, rise from my heart, and be present. And so we have a sense of, I want to sing it with you, and invite you to notice the different phases of it. You know, when you do it yourself, you can do it as slowly as you like. This first statement, or it's an expression both of longing and assurance. Lama kien literally means lama know. But lama know what? Tukutunda inflects this as he translated as lama heed me. What you're really saying is, see me, Lama, see me. Now, every child, every human being wants to be seen. So that's one level. The Lama of your imagination certainly is going to see you completely with love, with no judgment, exactly as you are. You know, the horrible way you feel this morning and you're so grouchy and you don't even want to think of a flower petal opening. So that's fine. It's okay. Lama is going to see that. See you. And finally, it's important for Guru Yoga, the Lama is seeing your true nature, your real nature, your absolutely unchanging, what Longchenpa describes in what we're reading lately, that I'll also talk about this weekend. You know, there's something perfect about us that we know very little about, but the Lama sees it. And we are imagining the Lama seeing that thing, which we ourselves can't quite see yet, perhaps, but they see it. You know, and that's already like, wow, is something. It's very profound. And, you know, in as Harvey, I think, has talked about, or perhaps will another day, you know, we know now that children really come to know themselves and come to what's called healthy attachment when they can just play and be seen by the parent, not interfered with, right? A lot of our parents interfere too much, but or we think so later. You know, but just to be held by that loving attention, that's golden for a child, for us, to the extent that we're not all raving mad, you know, we have our issues, but somebody must have done that for us, you know, to a good enough degree, even if not perfectly. So that we have a little sense of who and what we are. Being seen, being really seen within, you know, eyes of love is So important. So that's what we evoke here when we say Lama no, Lama no. Lama no every level. You know my good, my bad, my highs, my low. Later in the, there's a prayer like that. And it's all implicit here. I don't have to hide anything. I couldn't anyway, because, you know, Guru Rinpoche is, we'll see everything, but it's okay because there'll always be that love flowing. So there's the what, you know, there's the lotus opening, pink lotus opening, Guru Rinpoche rising up at your crown. So that's the what. There's also the what of the words and the melody. It's all fortunately quite simple, and not too much worry about doing it correctly. And so there's space to be there with the how. How do you feel? Singing already is a different register. It's very powerful that all these things are in song. It puts us in a different kind of frame right away. Okay, so we'll just do it. I see. Let's sing it once, and then we'll take a moment to just for you to, you know, check into the how. Okay. We'll sing it again. A moment for the how. And a third time. You want to sing it? I have my... Thank you. Let's see, we'll sing it in English the first and third times. If for those of you who like, we'll sing it in Tibetan the middle time, okay? If you want to sing it in English all three times, it's totally fine. So sorry. So just take a moment. You're totally relaxed. You're seating. You know, you're being supported by your cushion. There's like a, you know, you're like on a flower pad yourself, maybe. And there's a stem going down to the center of the earth. So you're really being held as you sit here. That's important. You're relaxed. Everything that we did before, your heart is relaxed. Or at least it's an invitation to relax. Maybe it's not relaxed. So then you're aware of how your how is. However it is, you're there with it. And then, so there's this pink lotus. And as we begin to sing, it's going to open its petals at whatever pace you like. And then finally the guru, when you sing, rise, you imagine that the guru rises. Okay, thank you.
Lama no,
Lama no,
Lama no. From faith in open flower in my heart, arise, O refuge.
Lama, 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 Lama How are you? And what do you do to know how you are? Do you put your mind somewhere, some part of you, somewhere outside? What do to know how you are? And how are you? An ongoing inquiry.
If you enjoyed this teaching, please visit our website, dawnmountain.org, to subscribe to this course and find other great Dharma offerings. May all beings always have happiness and its causes. May all beings always be free of pain and its causes.